Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. It's late April in Toronto, and you know what that means? It's documentary season, with movies that take you behind the scenes to experience things you never would get to see otherwise. CIUT is presenting a special screening of I Am What I Play at the Carlton Cinema next Friday. It takes you behind the scenes at rock radio stations from the 1960s to the 1980s. It features Toronto's own David Marsden. The Mars Bar at CFNY Broadcasting out of Brampton introduced the whole alternative music scene, punk, new wave, dance, British pop, to everyone who cared in the GTA. Incredibly influential. I Am What I Play is at the Carlton Cinema next Friday night as part of a series of films presented by this station. And Hot Docs, Toronto International Documentary Film Festival, is on for the next 10 days. It shows a huge number of brand new international documentaries, many of them having their world premiere. And remember, if you're a student or a senior, daytime screenings till 5 p.m. are free for you. Take advantage of that. This week, I'm looking at documentaries that take you behind the scenes. There's a troop of women preparing for a battle against ISIS, and a group of refugees unprepared for troubles with Australia? Chasing Asylum, directed by Eva Orner. Most countries' refugees have a right to seek asylum upon arrival. The UN Charter declares it, except in Australia. Any migrant arriving by sea is summarily rejected and deported. This, government spokesmen say, is to deter future migrants. But what happens next, though, is shocking. For several years now, the Australian government has been deporting asylum seekers to camps in the Pacific islands of Nauru and New Guinea. This includes women, children who receive no schooling, even babies. And what are these detention camps like? The inmates are locked behind metal fences and housed in rudimentary tents, policed by former prison guards, and they're stuck there indefinitely. They never know when they're going to get out. Whistleblowing is completely illegal, and taking photos or footage at the camps is strictly verboten. But this documentary managed to sneak hidden cameras into the camps to interview detainees and to speak to former employees. It is shocking. Conditions there are said to be worse than actual prisons. Prisons for criminals within Australia. These people have committed no crime. There are numerous cases of women being sexually assaulted, suicides, hunger strikes, even riots and death. Totally, totally shocking. Here's the clincher. This isn't a money issue. They end up spending $500,000 Australian dollars per year on each of these prisoners housed in conditions so squalid they're described as Australia's Guantanamo. They could put them up in Australia at a fraction of the cost if they want to. So clearly this is done for political reasons. Okay, well, watching this film, it's hard to do. It's disturbing, it's depressing, and it's even slow moving in parts. And because they use hidden cameras, you often get shots of people below the head. You don't get to see faces all the time. But it's definitely worth a watch. It's a terrific example of investigative journalism exposing government malfeasance of the worst kind. Gulistan, Land of Roses, directed by Zeynep Akyol. It's Iraqi Kurdistan 2 years ago. Peshmerga fighters dressed in baggy khaki uniforms with colorful sashes at the waist are training in the forests, learning to shoot accurately and engaging in political discussions. Soon enough, they'll be heading to the battlefront to fight ISIS in the city of Mosul. Okay, just another war doc, right? Not exactly. All the fighters in the brigade are women. They're led by a beautiful and charismatic sergeant named Rojan. She speaks candidly directly to the camera, saying things like, she would feel more beautiful if she had a battle scar on her face. And so the soldiers switch back and forth between combing their long black hair with thistles and nettles and sharing the names they give their rifles, things like Patience and Beloved. There's no violence up close, and the movie finishes before the actual fighting begins. But a heavy shadow hangs over the whole thing, over the brigade, not never knowing who is going to live and who will die. This is a beautiful movie. It's shot by a Canadian filmmaker from Montreal, but as a Kurdish-speaking Canadian woman, she's allowed to follow the soldiers' intimate lives up close. It's a rare example of behind-the-scenes footage of women soldiers fighting ISIS. Ghulistan, Land of Roses, and Chasing Asylum are both having the world premiere at Hot Docs. Go to hotdocs.ca for showtimes, and CIUT is presenting I Am What I Play next Friday at the Carlton. Go to ciut.fm for details. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.